This article was originally published on popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. It's often said the best sports movies are less about the games themselves and more about the players playing, their lives and inspirations that help them endure the training and rigors necessary to achieve superhuman feats against the odds. The best ones are inspirational even to those who couldn't be less interested in whatever the headline sport is, a testament to the universal appeal that games can hold. As the world of cinema continues to embrace the stories of video games more and more, Hollywood is quickly learning they're more than just speeding hedgehogs and magic mushrooms. We've got a Tetris movie on the way, though it's about how the game was sold and not Alexei Pajitnov's game itself. If Cold War Tetrominoes can get their own movie, why not Pinball? Pinball, the man who saved the game, tells the, mostly, true story of Roger Sharp. The man would play a key part in helping overturn archaic gambling laws that made the game illegal. It may look like another Hollywood-styled biopic curated around a pivotal moment in the game's long and storied history and how one man would change it forever, but that's not this film. Much like Clint Eastwood's 2009 Invictus was less about Nelson Mandela than events surrounding a very specific moment in the South African leader's life, also a game, football, this film is less concerned about the title game itself and more on how it affects those around it. The real Sharp is famously dismissive of his accomplishment, a rejection this film not only acknowledges but builds its entire narrative around. Even the title is a tongue-in-cheek exaggeration of his efforts. With its unique style and presentation, Sharp is played older by Dennis Boutsikaris and younger by Mike Faust, often in the same scene. This is a very funny, informative, and often touching little film that enters your mind, does its thing, and leaves you feeling a little better for the effort. After a disastrous divorce left him broke, homeless, and unemployed, a younger Roger, Mike Faust, with a wispy mustache making him look like most people thought Bill Watterson must look, finds his zest for life rekindled in, what else? Dash a game of pinball after hearing the magic sounds emanating from an adult bookstore. Playing the game gives him back a sense of control over his life, lets him focus. It's the first table he's managed to find in NYC. And, as he'll soon learn, illegal. While riding an elevator for a job interview with Gentleman's Quarterly, he bumps into Ellen, Crystal Reed, looking every bit like a delightfully period-accurate Karen Allen, a divorced single mom with an 11-year-old son and a life plan that includes getting married and having more kids. Does this scare him off? He's 25, recently divorced, and technically unemployed. Did he scare her off? Gary introduces Ellen to his pinball fashion in what's likely the sweetest movie moment ever filmed in a porn store, and tries explaining why he loves the game so much. He teaches her the basics of the game, revealing more about himself in the process. Disappointed that her ball keeps going down the hole, i.e. the drain, he shares with her the game's ultimate metaphor: you can't win pinball, it's just about having fun. Back at the job and desperate for ideas, Roger pitches a feature story of pinball to his editors, though it quickly becomes obvious it's too big a subject for just an article, for a magazine anyway. He pitches the idea of an actual book with glossy photos by GQ photog James Hamilton, Toby Regbo, to publishers and they bite, making him the de facto expert on the history of the game. The only expert of the game, as it turns out. Writer/directors Austin Bragg and Meredith Bragg, i.e. the Bragg brothers, take an unconventional approach in their feature debut, constantly fracturing the narrative with interviews with older Roger framed as both documentary-style and traditional biopic flashbacks interrupting each other, time jumps, and even non-diegetic needle drops, all working to keep things interesting. It's not a slight to say this movie cribs much of its style and frame-breaking frivolity from 1999's Pirates of Silicon Valley, still the best movie ever made on the subject, even borrowing the gimmick of inserting an older Roger Sharp into his own recollections. At one point, the older Roger interrupts his interview to ask what rating the film is going for, PG? PG-13, editing his memory to alter an F-bomb into a more PG-friendly frig. This might have gotten tiresome had the movie not been so gosh darn earnest in its own story. The script is incredibly smart, crackling with gentle, witty dialogue that feels authentic to the way this story is being told. There's nothing mean-spirited or angsty here. Who knew listening to two grown-ups talk about their hopes and dreams could be so relaxing? Dennis Boutsikaris and Mike Faust are sensational as the older/younger Roger Sharp, each embodying the man at very different times of his life, yet linked by their love of the game, their mustache, and, of course, Ellen. Crystal Reed is impossibly charming as Roger's other true love, and their chemistry is off the charts infectious. Some may look at how their relationship is presented, virtually free of drama and total acceptance of one another from the start, and label it twee. I'd say it's perfect. The story of pinball really is much more interesting than you might think, and you'll get a taste of that history in Pinball, the man who saved the game. But more so, you'll get why pinball, the game, is so important to people, of which Roger Sharp was but one of many. If nothing else, he comes off as an evangelizing Rocky Balboa of the playfield, espousing on why the fleeting nature of the game of flippers, bumpers, and plungers isn't a negative but rather a virtue. Your ball is always going to drain, it's what you do with the time it's in play that matters. Much could be said of life itself, and taking your best shot when you can. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popzara.com.